to be no way. He works in ways you cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be your guide. Hold you closely in your hands and strength for each new day. He will make a way for you. Show the words. God will make a way. Show it up. That's a prayer. Are you finding it?
Make a way
where there seems to be no way.
He works in ways
you cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to his hand.
With love and strength
for each new day, he will make a way for you. How many believe that God will make a way for you? This year, God will make a way for you. Any door that was locked and closed, I prophesy that God will make a way. I prophesy that God will be your guide. In any complicated situation, he's going to guide you. Someone say, "You're going to guide me." I want you to stand on your feet and sing this prayer. This prayer is not just a song. Are you finding the words? To be nowhere.
He works in ways
you cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his eyes. For his new day, he will make a way for me. Now, take your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God will make a way for you. Hold your neighbor. Say, God will make a way. Start singing for your neighbor. Say, God will make a way. Sing to your neighbor.
Where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see.
God will be your guide.
Hold me closely to his hand. With love and strength
for his new day, he will make a way for you.
He will make a way.
Hallelujah. Wow, Father, make a way for everybody. I pray, strengthen everybody here. Where it seems difficult, make a way. Where it seems complicated, make a way. Be somebody's guide right now. In the midst of confusion, guide us. In the midst of frustration, open a door, Lord. In the midst of impossibilities, be the God of possibilities. Give us strength for every day. May we take every day as it comes and may we not give up. May you give us strength, Lord. Make your way, Lord.
God will make a way
where there seems to be no way.
He works in ways.
He works in ways.
You cannot see.
He cannot see.
But he's working.
He will make a way for me.
He'll be my guide.
He will be my guide.
You hold me close.
Hold me closely to his side.
With love and strength.
With love and strength.
For every day, for each new day.
He will make a way for me. He will make a way.
Wow, put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. Let's be seated. Tell me, God is making a way for us. No, tell your neighbor, God is making a way for us. Tell neighbor, I don't care how complicated things look, but he's making a way. Tell neighbor, God is making a way.
I see it happening. He's making a river in the wilderness. In the desert, where things look impossible, he's making a way. How many believe it? Some of you are giving up in life. I want to tell you, God is making a way for you. Some of you are saying that this one, this is the end of the line. I'm tired. I've heard it. It's enough. He works in ways that you cannot see. You cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His arm. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God is making a way. I don't know who needs to hear this word. God is making a way where it seems like it's impossible, where it seems like doors are closed, where it seems like there's no option. God is making a way. Love and strength for each new day. He will make way for me. Things might not be working today, but He will make a way. He will make a way. God is busy manufacturing the way. Sometimes we say, this one, this is the end of the road. You can't see tipper trucks and excavators from heaven being busy manufacturing a road for you. I've come to prophesy to you that your way is being manufactured. And when it comes, it will come in a way that you will not say, this one, I've done it by myself. God has really made the way. God has, you know, when God makes a way, He makes so that you see that this is God. So that you can't even combine it to any human effort. Some of you, you've been walking like a blind man. He's going to hold your hand and walk with you and say, I'll be your guide from today. You have been getting lost for a long time. You have been going to the wrong direction for a long time. I'll be your guide from today. You hold your hand and be your guide and say, you have been going astray for a long time. I'm going to guide you. From today, God is going to guide you. He's going to direct you. And say, you have been going your own way for a long time. Now, from today, I'm your guide. I'll be your guide. And I'll hold your hand. God is saying that I'll hold your hand. Whatever was difficult, I'll hold your hand. How many believe that God is making a way already? Some people told you that you amount to nothing. I've come to tell you that when God shows up, He shows off. And God is going to show up in your life.
We cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be your guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for which you
God will make a way for you. How many believe that God will make a way for you? There are some people here, when you go home, you don't know what's going to be for lunch or for supper. I've come to prophesy to you that God will make a way. I've come to tell you that God will make a way. There are some people here, life has been rough on you. It's like you've been carrying so many stones and rocks as if you're a truck. I've come to prophesy that God will make a way.
Amen.
There's no storm that does not finish. There's no situation that does not end. There's no pain that does not go down. God will make a way. Whatever you have lost will be returned to you hundredfold. Whatever confusion you have gone through, God will come away and take away all the confusion in the name of Jesus. I said he will take away all the confusion in the name of Jesus. You know, one of the ways of doing that is to accept that God is the only way. Some of us, even when God makes a way, you can't see that this way God is busy making it. Because your eyes are busy looking somewhere else. Because some ways, God's ways, he said, as far as the heavens is above and separate, so are my ways. They are not the same as your ways. God's ways of working are not the same as your way. You know, sometimes we expect God to come in a particular way. You expect God to bring whatever you have been praying for in a certain way, but sometimes it's not packaged the way you expect. Don't put God in a box. When he's coming, ask God, open my eyes so that I see this is the way you've provided for me. Some few days ago, I told the sister that you have been expecting God to provide a husband. And meanwhile, the best kind of candidate for a husband is the person you have been talking to every day. And then when I say, have you looked at this option? You say, hey, I can't wanna go high. I can't wanna go guy strutting. I might know this person is what. Sometimes God makes a way in a way that we don't expect. And when he makes a way, accept that this is God's way. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share the word of God with you. How many want God to make a way for you? You need a way. You need a breakthrough. You know, can I tell you a story? I like stories. How many like stories? Are you sure you love stories? There was a certain brother. Someone says it. Yeah, story time. Jesus liked stories, so I'm going to share with you stories, okay? This brother had a lot of children. This brother was rich. This brother had all the new cars. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Range Rovers, Q7, X7s. Where I'm working now, I see a lot of nice cars. I'm working close to where they make the BMW. I'm working close to Roslyn. So this place where I'm working, they manufacture cars. Just close by, they manufacture Nissan cars and BMW. I think also Ford, I'm not sure. But I've seen. Now, most of the people who work there by BMW, they're driving BMWs. So when they drive, when we drive to work, I see all kinds of nice cars. So this man, he was very rich. He had all kinds of nice cars. He had even butcheries. He had malls. Can I tell you his name? Are you sure I should tell his name? This guy had sons and daughters. He had workers. He had B&Bs. He had hotels. Was owning a lot of things. His name was called Job. Someone say Job. Job, oh, he lost everything in one day. Everything. All his children died in the same day. All his businesses, everything was repossessed in the same day. His B&Bs, his hotels, his X7s, Q7s, Ferrari, Lamborghinis, the I8s, the AIs, and all these other things, they disappeared over one day. And then, to your shock, to my shock and surprise, after everything disappeared, still Job was singing, God make it. God make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways you cannot see. He will make a way
for me.
He will be my God. You're saying my voice is not okay. You need a key. It's fine. So it's fine. So as Job was singing like that, I'm telling you a story, okay? He thought that was the end of his problems and he's saying God will make a way. The following day, he woke up, he had a stroke. He was in bed, he could not move his body again. Someone said stroke. He became paralyzed. A portion of his body was not working. His brain was not working well. He kept singing. He's looking for a key. There's no door. You don't need a key. Anyway.
He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side.
For it's you day, he will make a way.
He will make a way.
So he was having stroke. He was very sick and then started singing, God will make a way. He was still sick. Then his wife said, even in these problems, you're still singing this, your God will make a way, God will make a way. Why don't you just curse God and die? Job said, I cursed the day I married you. You know, be careful of who you marry. And one day, what they tell you about your faith. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So, Job kept on singing that God will make a way. Because he was a Christian. He was expecting God to make a way. You are singing it. Keep playing. Where there seems to be no way. There was no way for Job. He had a problem. Children are dead. Cars are possessed. Are repossessed. No house. Stroke. Things are not going well. He had sores everywhere. Even his mouth, he could not eat. For his new day,
he will make a way.
Now, it happened that he kept singing that nothing happened. Then Job started praying for his friends. When he started to pray for his friends, God started making a way. Whatever he lost, God gave him double, double. Even the children, God gave him double, double. I don't know about the wives. Anyway, even the children, God gave him double, double. Everything came back. He had more cars, more houses, more hotels, more money than he could carry. I see God making a way for you.
Amen.
Whatever you have lost, you get double, double.
Amen.
Somebody say double, double.
Double, double.
Now, how many want to be like Job? You want to get double, double. 100-fold, 1,000-fold, everything. You want to have, your bank account is going to be big.
Amen.
Some of you don't even know what it means to have a black card. You're going to have a black card from now on. In the name of Jesus. When you go to not the Capitec black card. No, 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 no. I hear they are saying if you are using two things, you are stubborn. If you still have the green ID book, and a gold Capitec card. You are very stubborn. Now, how many you want God to make a way? The only time God made a way was not when Job sang. It was when he started to think about others. It was when he started to think about others. How many want God to make a way for you? Anytime God starts making a way, it's not just for you only. Others are involved. Anytime you see God blessing you, it's not just for you only. Others are involved. Most of you are too selfish. That's why nothing is happening for you. Someone say selfish. Most of the people are very, 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 verily, 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 verily selfish. Too selfish. They are selling fish. And I want to prophesy to you. God is going to make a way for you. Amen. But you must think about others. You must do what? Now, I want to share with you the word of God. Can I share with you? Are you sure? Are you sure that you're sure? Okay. If I had my digital whatever, I would be blessed. Okay, it's my mobile device. Okay, it's with me. Let me share with you something very quickly. Is it okay? Second Kings chapter 7. Let's look at verse 5. My sister, film star, God is making a way for you. I said, God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. Some of you here, you are deep, deep, kadikolo do dutimo. MTN. God is making a way for you. No, you, how can you be minus 90 rantaka MTN? God is making a way. You are coming out of any debts, any problems, any financial complexities. Let's look at verse 1. We're going to read a story and then we close and go home. Matosana, God is making a way for you. And you will see the way. You know, there are some things when you know that is God doing it, you see it and you say, how many know that it's like that? Some things when you see it happening, you say, this is, can only be God. Nobody else can do it. This thing, I'm coming out of it. It can only be God. Nobody else. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. That said the Lord tomorrow about this time. Shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate? And then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat it. There was a problem. The prophet was prophesying, and then this guy did not believe. And he said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, how can this thing be possible? Because he was saying there was a hunger in that place, and he said, by tomorrow, there'll be everything will be discounted. When you go to a shop, some things will be discounted for you. Yeah. Some things that people are finding very expensive, they'll be discounted for you. Then this guy did not believe what the prophet was saying. And the prophet was saying, by tomorrow, one loaf, just because you have entered that shop, will be sold for 7 rands. Meanwhile, it is fresh. Instead of 16 rands or 15 rands, or it will be sold for 7 rands because you are the one buying it. The man said, how can it be? He said, you will see it with your eyes, but you will never eat it. Because he did not believe what the prophet was saying. Let's continue reading. Some of you come to church and don't believe what the man of God is saying. don't do that. Believe what the prophet says so that you can also eat it. You will eat the good of the living. You will eat the good of this land. He said, but shall not eat thereof. Let's go to verse 3. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said unto another, why do we sit here until we die? Why do we sit here until we die? There are some people here, you are sitting here until somebody feels sorry for you. Why are you sitting here until someone feels pity for you? Why are you sitting here until dust gathers around you? They said, why should we sit here until we die? Let's look at it. If we say we will enter into the city, the hunger will kill us. And we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we will also die here. You know, if you wait for somebody to do something for you, you will die there. If you move around just looking for help, you will die there. Listen to what they are saying. Now, therefore, come, let us go to the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall die. If we die, we die. If we live, if we die, if we live, some of you are afraid of preaching the gospel. You say, the people will laugh at me. If they laugh at you, let them laugh. If they come with you, let them come. Whatever you do, just do it. Yeah, stop saying that. What will people say? If you follow what will people say, you'll never do anything in this life. If you follow what will people say about me, who will believe that I have changed? Who believe it? Because the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. But people will not believe me. Let me tell you something. Whether they believe you or not, are you doing it for them? Are you doing it for them? If we live, if we die, if we live, if we die, and they rose up in the night to go to the camp of the Syrians. They were going to look for food in the enemy's camp. And when they come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Listen to these guys. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Your enemy will think that something is coming that is coming to destroy them. I see God sending enemies to come and fight your enemies. Amen. Sending armies to come and fight your enemies. Amen. Now let's look at this. Wherefore they rose and fled in the twilight, left their tents and their horses and their asses. They left everything. In the night, though, they had made supper already. They had finished cooking. They had finished brying. They had finished preparing everything. And these guys were hungry. They were very hungry. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink. Just like you have come to church. You are enjoying. And carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it. Can you hear it? They carried the word of encouragement. They carried healing. They carried soberness. Some of them were almost losing their minds. They got healing of their mind. They got healing of their heart. They got healing of their oppression. They got delivered from their sicknesses. They got saved from their sins. They got delivered from going to hell. As you have come to church, some of you were on your way to hell and God saved you. Some of you were on your way to a mental institution and God saved you. They got delivered. They got food. They got healing. They got wine. They got food and clothes to cover. Some of you were naked and God covered you. They came in and went and hid it and came again. They came back. Just like the people who come to church, they say, Pastor, prophesy, my life is a mess. And the pastor prophesies and they come back again. They say, I'm feeling better now. Prophesy again, men of God. They come again. And came again, entered in another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Twice they went to hide. Twice they were helped. Twice they were cared for. They knew that now the whole place is for us. Let's look at this. And then they said one to another, we do not well. Someone said, we do not well. Tell your neighbor, we are not doing well at all. This day is a day of good tidings. We hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. We have been saved and we are keeping quiet. We are not doing well at all. If we wait until the morning, if we wait until our lives are stabilized, if we wait until our educational life are okay, if we wait until all our fees are paid, if we wait until you find a beloved, if you wait until light comes, if you wait until something nicer happens, maybe some mischief will come upon us. We do not well. We can't wait. That's what they said. We can't sit down here, eat, drink, and just burp and say everything is okay. We can't sit down here and say, I found a beloved in church. We can't sit down here and say, hey, everything is working for me. Let me just sit down. He said, maybe something bad will happen to us. You know, when God has helped you and you sit down and you keep quiet, something might happen. Sometimes God comes for you to save you and you sit down and say, I'm waiting until I'm okay. I'm waiting until everything is okay. I'm waiting until kitsibadi verse tsengata. In fact, nobody knows the Bible from cover to cover, even the pastor, even the bishop. So if you sit down and say, hey, I'm waiting until I know everything. I'm waiting until I dump that guy. Maybe, hey, you don't know. I'm waiting until I'm perfect. I'm waiting until I have a Bible like Luvo's Bible, big from cover to cover. Hey, I'm waiting until maybe they call me a shepherd. I'm waiting until I get a position in church. I'm waiting until maybe they call me in front and lay hands on me and tell me what to do. These days, so many Christians are waiting until they get a position. So many Christians are waiting until they get a post. So many Christians are waiting until everything is fine in their lives. They are saying, Pastor, I don't know what I'm going through. They are saying that, Pastor, I don't know what my life is like. The fact that you have been saved. The fact that you have been washed by the word. You can't wait anymore. He said, we do not well. Someone tell neighbor, we are not doing well at all. We can't keep waiting. Tell neighbor, we can't keep waiting. Maybe some mischief will happen. Maybe some mishappenings will happen to us. Murenden, you can't keep waiting. You need to move now. He said, now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household that we have found food, that we have found wine, that we have found water, we have found gold. We have found a covering, clothes. Come, let's go. I promise you, Portia, if we wait until everything is okay, we'll wait for a long time. Go, you better go and drag somebody. Say, come, listen, brother, you don't have to be miserable like that. Come, let us go. My life might not be perfect, but I'm telling you, I found help somewhere. My life might not be going the way I expect it to go, but I can't sit down anymore. I'm not doing well by sitting down. Maybe something will happen to me. I will not wait anymore. I'm going to rise up and go and preach the gospel. Someone say, I'm going to rise up. Can't wait anymore. Now, when these guys discovered that there's food and everything, what did they do? They ate. They drank. They even went to hide some. But the next thing that they did, they started to think about others. For this few weeks, I'm going to be teaching you about others. I know that one of the reasons why you are not blessed is because maybe you are a bit selfish. You are not thinking about others. You are too much to yourself. Your eyes are more on you than more than other things. You are more selfish than any other thing. You know, sometimes when you help somebody who is not going to use the help for something else, it's difficult. One day. Can I tell you a story? Are you sure I should tell you a story? How many like stories? You like stories? I'm going to tell you a story. There was a certain sister. His sister was married to a very rich man. His sister was married to a nice guy. The guy bought the sister, seriously, a Range Rover. She had a double-story house. Do you know a double story? Range Rover, supercharged. Do you know supercharged? The Vogue. The husband bought her not just one house, two houses. Wow. Plus a beach house in places like George and Port Shepstone's and all those kind of places. Or Umhlanga Rocks, those areas. Just by the beach. Oh, what a man. How many want to stay in such houses? Beach house and driving nice cars. This lady did not even know what it means to go to work. She was just a housewife. Her job was to swipe. Her job was to swipe. Someone said a swipe. So this, it happened that this lady, when she grew up, she was brought up by her aunt. Her parents died. And her aunt and her husband took over and took her to school, paid for her fees, put clothes on her, made sure that she does not even feel like an outsider, must feel like she's the child of the house. When the aunt will buy clothes for her kids, she will also buy the same clothes, same price, everything for her. Then when she was married, her aunt's son came and said, "Cousin, life has been rough on me. I don't have a house to stay in. I've lost everything. Can I just please patch up with you guys just for 3 months or so?" Sister said, "What? Do you think we accommodate people like you in an estate? Do you think where will you stay? I mean, the two-bedroom flat, the nanny is staying in it. And then we don't have mattress. I was just my bedroom, my kids' bedroom, the guest room, because we get a lot of guests. So we can't put you in the guest room. We can't. I mean, like, I'm sorry, we can't help you. And we don't have money to waste just to be giving out. I don't think my husband is prepared to do that." How many think that his sister was being wicked? You think the sister was being wicked? After the guy's father and mother had taken care of her, then he says, "We don't have a place for people like you in the estate." She had forgotten. She had forgotten that when she was as nobody, somebody thought about her. Sometimes, you know, some blessings delay because when they come to you, you would have forgotten that when you were nobody, somebody picked you up. So many Christians do that. They've forgotten that somebody came to invite you to church when nobody wanted to talk to you. When you're about to lose your mind, somebody came to preach to you. When there was nothing desirable about you, somebody came to speak to you. And today we feel like it's our right to even be in church. Let me tell you about something. Let me tell you something, Christians. It's about time we rise up and think about others. Let's think about others. Jason, You can't sit down and not say anything. We do not well. We are not doing well. When we sit down and not talk about others, and we don't talk about Jesus to others, we are not doing well. It's about time you rise up and you say, listen, I'm not doing well by just coming to church by myself. I'm not doing well by just coming to church and just warm up the chair and just coming to church and say, hey, today the message was powerful. Pastor, God bless you. Pray for me, my pastor, my reverend. You are not doing well. Think about others. What should you think about others? Others also need to hear from you. Others need to hear you telling them that Jesus loves them. Others need to hear you telling them that it is well. Others need to hear you saying that, listen, you don't have to sit like that. I was once like you. I was once miserable like you. I was once on my way to hell like you. But somebody came and told me that it does not have to be like this. There's a way. Somebody somewhere is trying to commit suicide. Because there's nobody who will come and say, my sister, it doesn't have to be like that. Jesus loves you. Somebody somewhere. But you are so busy feeling sorry for yourself. You are so busy sitting by yourself and thinking, what will I eat tomorrow? What will I eat today? What will my boyfriend bring me? What will I get? How my studies, my this, my hairstyle. You are thinking about yourself so much, you're forgetting that somebody is busy going to hell. I want to preach to you today. I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, that others are waiting there. Others are out there. They are waiting for you. Yes. Yes. You don't have to be perfect to be there for somebody else. You don't have to be good to be there for somebody else. Things don't need to be going well for you to be there for somebody else. Thank God you have a good pastor. But you too, you can be a good friend to somebody. You too, you can be a good sister to somebody. You too, you can be a good brother to somebody. Somebody is waiting somewhere for you to come and say, my friend, this is not the end of the line. My friend, we are not going to give up. We are going to rise up and go to the house of the Lord. My friend, let's pray together. Others are waiting. We do not well. We do not well. How many are agreeing with me that we do not well? Pastor Deza, we can't be sitting down and be gaining weight. It's too bad. It's too bad. It's too bad, my friend. We are sitting down. We are even ballooning because we are not thinking about others. If we're thinking about others, you'll be losing weight because others demand you to come out of your comfort zone. You are there. Your cheeks have become big like that. You have eaten all maguinya and snook and everything. You can't sit down like that. Tell neighbor, we can't sit down like that. Utabuti Alice. Lydia Pataka Haridia Tabua. It's because you are too selfish. You need to go out and think about others. Do something for others so that God can do something for you. These days, we are so much selfish to a point that even church is like a fashion parade. It's like a photo booth. You come, you take pictures, selfies, and all those things. You see, he's busy taking me pictures. I want to tell you, I'm not dressed like this to impress you. I'm just dressed so you can receive my message. But I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about others. Enough with this beauty contest that you come and do. Enough with this lipstick parade that you're coming to do. Let us think about others. Amen. Spirit, we have been around for too long. We have been around for too long. Others exist. It's so sad that we are very, very selfish. From today, decide that I'm going to be... I will not go away until I've spoken to another person. I will not go away until I've encouraged somebody. I will not close my day without talking to somebody about Jesus Christ. How can I do that? I do not well. I'm not doing well. And then you come and say, lift up your hands. You better put your hands in your pocket if you can't talk to people. No, you know, the most wicked generation is the Christian generation. The way you like so, he's saying, God bless you. And when he asks, they say, hello, how are you doing? Say, by the grace. Come on, how? But when somebody is in need of you coming to tell them that, my sister, you don't need to go to hell. You don't need to sell your body anymore. You don't need to live like a drunkard. You don't need to live like a prostitute. Jesus is there for you. He died for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. That's the true gospel. That's what it means to think about others. Because even if you give someone money, how much money will you give that person? And for how long will you give that person? There's no amount of money that can buy somebody else of misery. There's no amount of money that can make things well for somebody. You can pay somebody's fees for now, but you can even give somebody food for now, but can you keep them forever? The only way to keep them forever is to keep them away from hellfire, is to keep them away from going to hell. Let me tell you something. Once you start speaking about the word of God, you don't need to know the whole Bible. Even if you don't know what to say, just say, listen, my friend, let's just go to church. Let's go to church. Your burden will be taken away. Let's go to church. Jesus is waiting for you. You know, let's stop telling people to go to church to come and see your pastor. Who is your pastor? Is it Jesus Christ? Let's tell them, let's go to church. Jesus is waiting for them. Not the pastor is waiting for them. For what? What will he give them? The only thing I can give somebody is Jesus Christ. People need the Lord. People need Jesus. We do not well. You know, when you seek the kingdom of God, what happens is that the money you are looking for will be added to you. You see, Khalifa, you don't need to be looking and be smiling for somebody to like you. Just preach the word of God. And if you are worried about people, whether they like you or not, they don't need any value to your life. And if you want to be liked, don't preach the gospel, sell ice cream. It's about time we start preaching about others. Except for you can't sit there and say you're trying to do business. The greatest business you can ever do is to sell the idea and the truth that Jesus died on a cross so that we might have life. Decide that from today, every week, I'll preach to 3 people. Not just to bring them to church. I'll preach to them to have salvation. And I will learn how to lead somebody to Christ. Because leading somebody to Christ is far better than leading somebody to your house. Spirit, it's about time. Jesus is waiting for you to say, I'm thinking about others. I'll consider others even above myself. I'll go extra mile. I'll come back. Some of us were saying, me, I'm quiet. I want you to go out of your comfort zone. Go out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone and talk about Jesus Christ. Think about others. Think about others. Let's think about others. Today I'm talking like let's think about others. But on Wednesday, will you still be thinking about others? Today is Sunday. Or your problems will come up again. The reason why you're depressed is because you're always thinking about others. You're always thinking about yourself more than others. Hello. People. Supposed to gain weight are gaining weight. People are not supposed to gain weight are gaining weight. Because you're sitting there doing nothing. All you do is to burp. And you say, Pastor, now I get to be the verse or I get to be late, man. I prophesy to you, that the little, little changer, just like Job's things changed when he started praying for others. Your things will turn around. I see the Lord turning around everything about you. Just the second you start thinking and you're preaching to others. I want to challenge the church today. Stop worrying about yourself. Your life is in God's hands. Even when you worry, the Bible says you can't even add anything to it. Stop worrying about what will happen to your life. God knows what will happen to your life. Now, start doing what God wants you to do. Start thinking about others. And you know, you don't need to be perfect to think about others. Because now, you see, you're worried about your life, whether you'll do well or not. Meanwhile, you're sitting there. If you were really concerned about your life, you would not be even having babalas by now. You don't care more about yourself more than God cares about you. No, God cares more about you more than you care about yourself. If you really loved yourself, you would not be having babalas by now. You are more worried about shelter like a pizza. What will it profit you? The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Even if you're saying, Pastor, me, I need money. How much will you have that can buy your soul? I want to preach with you. I want to talk to you today. Matosan, it's about time we start coming out of our selfishness. You don't need to be perfect to talk about Jesus Christ. You don't need to know everything in the Bible to talk about Jesus Christ. All you need to know is that you were once a sinner and God changed you. All you need to know, you know, sometimes just be a test. Just testify about what God has done for you. You don't need to do anything. If you really have changed, if you say you have really changed, testify about what God has done for you. Testify to a friend. Testify. I want you to testify. All I'm doing most of the time is just to testify about what God has done for me. How God has changed my life. He has turned my life around. Morineni, come out of your comfort zone. Testify about what God has done for you. You need to be able to say, I was once a drunkard, now I've changed. I was on my way to hell and now I've changed. You too, you can change. There's a nicer life. Think I would cry if I could. Must be able to say, Mamela Haki. Yes. nehile bophelo. When was the last time you saw Christians with flyers outside in the streets, in town, in places? Rather, you see people with abortion papers, penis enlargement, boobs enlargement. You never see Christians with flyers standing somewhere. You even never see Christians who go to church telling their colleagues at work that I'm a Christian. The only time we see flyers, Dr. Zambuka, Magic Ring, Join Illuminati. We never see the real Christians who go to church on a Sunday with flyers on a weekend.
Jesus.
Telling somebody that Jesus loves you. It has become an uncommon thing. You are not witnessing. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. Both in town, in Dinaweng, in sports, every corner in Namibia, they don't even know that we're not Kena Kerek. The only time we see people with flyers, accommodation, penis enlargement, abortion, all other things, abortions are being promoted, but Jesus Christ never. And you say you're a Christian. And you're even wearing a cross. You move around with a cross on your neck. You can't say, Tengau. How can they hear the gospel if you Tutsi? You can design a flyer and nobody needs to tell you. Go door to door. Evangelism has become a scarce thing in churches. Only prophecies and miracles.
Yaiba, sona sitlare, setusa, moya waka.
Moya wa mutu ukasi tusi ki panado. Moya wa mutu ukasi tusi ki brufen. There is no ARV that can heal a person's soul. There is no medicine that can heal a person's soul. The soul lives forever, the body does not. I've never seen some of us moving around getting flyers. Some of us say we're doing a home cell, we're gathering to pray. Some of us say we're doing evangelism. More people are going to hell than you can ever see. Even Christians are ready to go to hell. Have you ever gotten up and say, I don't need to be old in this church to do outreach. I don't need to. You are here today. You've not said that I want to share Jesus Christ with somebody. This coming month of March, it is our month of evangelism. We are going to do evangelism. We are going to go out with flyers. We are going to go out and bring people into the house of God. We are going to do evangelism, not just to promote a church, to promote Jesus Christ. How can people be promoting penis enlargement and we are sitting there? Buttocks enlargement and we are sitting there? Abortion and we are sitting there? We are comfortable with it. From today, we are going out. We are going all the way out to the places that people don't want to go. We will not wait for Satan to be promoting AIDS, to be promoting, what else is he promoting? Homosexuality. Four days ago, I saw a brother walking wearing a miniskirt with braids. Then I said, this place, Satan has truly lied to the people. A whole brother walking, beard, and waving straight back, cutting braids. The person was driving me, said, Pastor Luke, I said, Satan's plans to deceive the person to the end. And the person will never see salvation until a Christian like Matozana, until a Christian like you, until a Christian like Luvo goes all out. Come out of your comfort zone. You are too comfortable. Your area, nobody knows that there's Jesus Christ. And let me tell you a secret. They will never see Jesus with their eyes. You are the closest to Jesus that they will see. If somebody, you are waiting until they see Jesus, you are the closest to Jesus that somebody will see. Mama, I tell you, They say these people are wicked. You are the closest to Jesus that they will ever see. If you're waiting until they see Jesus, you want him to come down from heaven. The only time he will come down from heaven, that's when is the end. You are the closest to Jesus that they will see. If you say you have met God through me, I was the closest to Jesus, the thing to Jesus that you will see. But you too, you are the closest thing that looks like Jesus Christ. That's why you are called a Christian, little Christ. A Christian means little Christ. How come we don't even have flyers? Pastor Deza, what's stopping us from having flyers? We go around door to door, hillside, let them know Jesus Christ. Namibia, let them know Jesus Christ. You and you're coming to just say, hey, Pastor, pray for me. I'm praying for you. I will not stop praying for you. But when you start thinking about others, even the poverty that you're worried about will go away. Even the problems that you have will go away. You are so selfish to a point that you have forgotten that you were saved from your sins. You were on your way to hell. And nothing was stopping you. It was only Jesus who stopped. And so you don't have to go that way. You don't have to go that way. Somebody else needs that help. Somebody else needs that hand. Until you extend your hand and say, come my brother, it doesn't have to be like that. People will never change. They are waiting for you. People will never change. This is the true gospel that we must preach. Until you start preaching vision, people will die. Until you start preaching, my friend, my brother, my sister. Preaching is not for Christians. It's not for pastors. It's for Christians. Preaching is not for people who know the Bible. It's for Christians who are ready to give their comfort zone and say, I'm going all out. I don't care what it takes. People will laugh at me. People will scorn at me. People will say that I'm not good enough. I don't care what it takes. Let me come out of my comfort zone. Let me take some time and think about others. You're waiting for help. You have received the help that you need. You're waiting for a miracle. Just preach the word of God. Because people are busy perishing. People are dying. Every day they are dying, and some are going to hell. And the more they go to hell, the Bible says their blood will be required from our hands. You don't need to be perfect to preach the gospel. Some of you have forgotten why you were saved. You have forgotten where you have been going. You have forgotten that you were on your way to hell. The way you were sniffing all. If it was to be smoked, you could smoke it. If it was drank, you could drink it. You didn't care what kind of thing it was. Let's come back to the real gospel. Let's think about others. And God will bless us. Sometimes I feel like, what's the point of going to church if the people are thinking, oh, too selfish? You want the pastor for yourself. You want positions. The only position that we deserve is the cross. But Jesus said, you will not go there. I'll go there for you. The only position you deserve is to be hanged. In the cross. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That thing, losing your soul, no money can buy your soul. No money can buy. I can give you all the money that you need, but I can't buy anything for you if you have lost your soul. Gentle, so bright. Let's be on our feet. Let's go home.
Jesus,
what a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
You shine,
you are so gentle,
shine,
so pure and
you shine,
so
Jesus.
Kind.
Just like a bright morning star.
Like the bright morning star.
Jesus.
Jesus.
It shines.
What a wonder you are.
Listen to this. Book of Matthew chapter 5 says that you are the light of this world. You are the light of this world. You are the light of this world. You are the salt of this earth. You just eat food without salt, you understand what it means. The world has no taste anymore because the salt is excluded. The salt has decided, I'm not going to work anymore. Eat food without salt. It's like living this earth without Christians who preach. That's what it means to eat food without salt. These days, pastors want to be in nice cars, sitting in nice castles. Christians want to do business and not be told the truth. They want to be given nice chairs in churches and live a happy life. Nobody will tell them what they are doing is wrong. The right thing is to go and preach, as long as the Christians give offerings. We can keep our offerings and go to hell, it's fine. The greatest offering is to offer your life. Your life is the greatest offering. Your life. Your life. It cannot be amounted to any money. You giving your time and say, I'm going to go all out. I will not never come to church alone. Even if I don't know how to preach, pastor will preach to those people. I will never come to church alone. Your life is the greatest offering. There's no amount of money can give for somebody else to receive.
Jesus.
I want you to pray and say, Lord, make me into a savior of men. I want to live for others.
You are so gentle, so pure and so kind.
You shine.
You shine
like a bright. Just tell God, I want to be a savior of men. I want to live for God. I want to be a preacher of the word. Souls are dying every day. Tell God, let me make a difference. Even if it's not much, I want to make a difference in somebody's life. I want to preach the gospel. I want to do something for God. Some of us are just sitting in church comfortably doing nothing. Somebody lift up your voice. Tell God that from today, I'm not doing well until I think about others, until I do things for others, until I go out to others. They cannot be promoting abortion. Meanwhile, I'm here. I'm going to be promoting the word of God. Some of you must go to corners, start home sales, start branching campaign, start things for God. Say you are tired. How can you be tired whilst other people are going to hell? How can you be tired while somebody has gone to the cross for you? How can you be tired? Christians can't be tired. Even when things are not going well, we can't be tired. We can't be tired today. No, not now. Not now. We have become more stronger than ever before. We can't be tired. You can't say you're tired. You can't say you're busy. How can you say you're busy whilst people are dying? How? Hey! How can we be busy? How can you say your studies are occupying you more than God is occupying you? How can it be? While we're yet sinners, He died for us. How can we be so busy for somebody who has died for us? How can you say it's disturbing you? If Jesus is disturbing you, then you have no purpose for this life. Oh, Moshikata. How can you say God is disturbing you? You are busy, Gaia. How can we be so busy? You can't be more busy. What are you busy doing, Christian brother, Christian sister? You can't be too busy. You can't be too busy. You can't be too busy to save somebody. You have been saved. To save others, how can you be too busy? are the way that God is making for someone. You are the way that God is using. You can't be too busy. You can't say you're not suitable for this job. You would not have been born if you were not suitable for this job. Father, we thank you today. Morning star. We can't be too busy. How can we be too busy? It should not be an inconvenience to serve God. Rabba Shuko to the Abana. So the fairest of them all. You are everything, Lord. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. Lift it up high. I want to pray with you. I want to say, Pastor, I don't want to go die and go to hell. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand before we go home. You are not sure if you are born again. You want to give your life to Jesus today. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Lift it up high. It's not by mistake you are here today. If you have lifted up your hand, I want you to come to me right now. Come to me right now. I want to pray with you. I'm coming down to meet you.